an extremely important message. The halacha is that a choyle sheyesh besakana, a patient which is a danger to his life, it's a mitzvah to be mechal Shabbos, to desecrate Shabbos and Yom Tov, and doing so is a mitzvah, mitzvah begadol. We don't look for someone else to do it. The greater the person is, the more mitzvah is that he should do it. We do not look for a goy, a non-Jew, to do it. Everybody is required to do this. One should not ask any shilas about it. Hashoyel hareze shefech damim, procrastinating and asking shilas is considered spilling blood. Vahanishol hareze meguna, and when a rabbi is asked about this, he's considered meguna. It's not a nice thing about the rabbi because he didn't teach his congregation, his community, the importance of pikuach nefesh. In the current situation, with the outbreak that we have, there are a lot of situations of real pikuach nefesh. All the malachis are totally suspended. In addition, even a chayla she'em bei sakana, a person who with is no danger to his life, but he's a chayla, chola kol gufay, his entire body is sick, he's unwell generally, or nafal amishkav, he's incapacitated, he's in bed. In such a case, one may be mechalal Shabbos, even with a malacha d'oraisa, even with something which was forbidden according to the Torah, however, it should be done with a shinui, not in a normal way. Thus, it is highly recommended that people who have relatives that are in the hospital should keep their phones plugged in over the 3-day Shabbos and Yom Tov. If a phone call comes in from the hospital, answer the phone. You should do it with a shinui in a roundabout way, because we don't exactly know the nature of what that call is, but it might be an extremely important call, and therefore you should answer that call. If it is deemed necessary to call into the hospital to make sure that the patient is attended to, this should be done on Shabbos and Yom Tov too, with a proper shinui, not in the normal way. I will also add that people that are at home and need to be checking their oxygen level regularly, hourly, or whatever it is, these patients would ordinarily be in a hospital. They are considered a chayla sheyesh besakana. Checking the oxygen and adjusting the oxygen machine should be done on Shabbos without a doubt. Not doing so is a very grave avera. This must be done on Shabbos. If one insists on dafka doing it with a shinui, they can do it with a shinui, not in the normal way, but it must be done on Shabbos. If the doctors are saying that they should keep a record of what they drank on every hour, what the oxygen level is, this should be done over on a phone, and one could type it on a phone rather than writing it. That is certainly better to do it that way. If people have relatives that need to be checked on, and there's a 3-day Yom Tov, and because they are quarantined and people can't come close to them, and the concern for their health, they can have a closed-circuit TV camera left on over the 3 days in order they should be able to check on them. The general principles are, as we mentioned before, that every malacha of Shabbos is suspended in the case of danger. Furthermore, if it's only, even only li yisuve daita, to calm the patient down, one may be mechal Shabbos, even if it's not something that is necessary for the patient, in order to calm them down. May the Eivish to help them. We shouldn't have to come to all these things, because all sicknesses will be eradicated from the world, and will be zoiche benissen asidin li'goyel, to the refuah shlema, and the geula shlema with Mashiach Tzidkenu.